speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
To begin with, there are some who question the birth of Jesus. As we begin with this question, I want to point out, by all means, there have and there will always be people who want to question the validity in regard to what the Scripture teaches with reference to the virgin birth of Christ. Why? Because they want to dismiss God, and this is indeed a part of their argument. The question goes on to ask, can you explain this from the biblical account? For the most part, we're going to be looking out of the book of Matthew, chapter 1. So turn with me, if you would, to the book of Matthew, chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. As you consider the language as it is composed by God through inspiration, there is no doubt that Jesus was born of a virgin, as the Scripture also goes on to identify, born under the law. From the context of what we read here, beginning actually in verses 1 through verse 18, we can decipher is that Joseph is the legal father of Jesus, but he is not the biological father of Christ. In fact, Luke gives us a record with regard to the biological background of Christ, and he attaches that to Mary. Matthew's account gives us the legal lineage with reference to Christ. And it's most interesting as you go through and you read from Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 and following, you will find a word begot that is used time and time again. In fact, no less than 39 times the word begot or beget is used to transition from one lineage to the next in this genealogy. However, whenever we look with reference to Jesus, there's not the word beget. But rather, I want to draw our attention to what is said in verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as followed. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with a child of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not identified as being begot from Joseph. Why? Because he is not begot from Joseph. He is listed in this context to show the legal lineage with reference to our Savior, but yet at the same time to exclude him from the lineage of Christ altogether. But in regard to what is said in the context from whom he comes, and this is in the context coming from Mary, is actually stated in a singular number and from a feminine gender. What does that help us to understand? Again, God is showing through Matthew's account is that Jesus did not come from the lineage, that is, from the biological lineage of Joseph, but rather from Mary. But then also take into consideration the conception of Jesus. If you will read with me in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18, he says, "And now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit." In the context here, betrothed, it's most interesting. I've heard it explained by scholars in the Brotherhood from time to time is that it was more of an engagement, yet at the same time, it's more than an engagement. The couple is identified as, from a Jewish historical standpoint, as literally as if they are married. Yet at the same time, there is about a 12-month, 18-month span. And scholars differ as to how long this took place before the female actually moved into the male's home, hence after the betrothal, hence signifying that they are 100% married after that time frame has passed by. So therefore, as we look with reference to the things that are stated immediately in this context, we find is that the conception was during the betrothal process before she moves in with Joseph. But then also, please note, this was before they were ever intimate with one another. Matthew specifically says that the conception was before they came together. The Greek term here is oftentimes employed to show us that when people come together from a sexual standpoint, and therefore whenever Matthew says that this was before they came together, he is saying that Joseph and Mary had not known one another sexually. But then also we have divine operation under consideration here. Joseph is surprised. Do you gather that from the context of what we read in verse 20? It says Mary was found with child. And Joseph, as he finds this out, I believe the Greek term helps us to understand that he was caught off guard. He was not expecting that. Again, helping to substantiate the understanding as God is presenting is that Joseph had not been with her sexually. But also the context of Scripture bears out is that from Matthew is that Mary's conception was of the Holy Spirit. Of the Holy Spirit helps us to understand is that God was working from a divine standpoint for the miraculous conception of Jesus in the Virgin Mary's womb. But then also, note a consideration to Joseph's decision. The Scripture says that he thought to put her away publicly. To put her away is most interesting from the Greek language also. To put her away means to separate from her or to divorce her, to give her a written bill of divorcement. Again, that goes back to help us to understand that that bind, this vow that they've made to one another is much more than just a legal obligation or a statement that we want to marry. It shows that if he has the ability to put her away, hence there was a recognizable marriage before God. In this, though, he thought to put her away. Why did he choose, why was he thinking to put her away? Because he knew in his own mind that he himself had not been with her. Again, stressing that point is that he and she had not been together sexually. She is still a virgin as the context presents. And then also we have angelic testimony from Luke chapter 1 and verse 35. Luke appears unto Mary, and this is paraphrased, that she is going to conceive. And she herself understands is that from a human standpoint, from a world perspective, there's no way possible that she's going to be able to conceive and bring forth a child because she's not been with a male. But then also, an angelic being presents the idea before Joseph is that she has conceived and that that conception is of God. Hence, Joseph is assured that she's not only has she not been with him, but then also she has not been with anyone else. God is at work. But then also consider Isaiah's prophecy. Isaiah prophesied with regard to the coming of Jesus some 8 centuries before Jesus ever stepped foot upon the face of the earth. And in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, Isaiah very clearly stated, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child." And isn't this also what we find fulfilled then in Christ? Note verse 22 of Matthew chapter 1. "So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which spoken by the Lord through the prophet saying, 'Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which is interpreted, 'God with us.'" That which we have in the context with reference to the prophet is going back to what I alluded to a few moments ago in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. So Isaiah foretold that a virgin was going to bear a child, and Matthew then gives us the fulfillment of this prophecy as God understands it and sees it. But then also take into consideration the prophetic name of Jesus. Emmanuel. Does this not also show us the God nature in Jesus? Now this within itself does not prove the virgin birth, but it goes along to help support is that he was more than a man. Emmanuel. And what does Matthew tell us that literally interpreted is as it is interpreted? God with us. So hence through the prophetic name also we come to this understanding. But then also I want to point out, I believe a very key factor in helping us to understand this is that Joseph's refrain. The Scripture goes on to explain in verse 25 that he did not know her. And if you look to the original language, it is stated in a sense, in a tense, that he continued to not know her until after Jesus is born. Why did he not know her? And the word know here is from the original language gnosko, which oftentimes is employed to discuss sexual relationship. So what Joseph is what we gather from the context is that not only had Joseph not engaged into a sexual relationship and caused her conception, but he continued, even after her conception, until the birth of Jesus, to refrain. Someone might argue, and in fact many have, is that, well, if it means that he continued to refrain, then did he continue to refrain even after the birth of Jesus? Even though it oftentimes means a continuation to refrain, it doesn't always mean that. In fact, we know from what we read in the context of the New Testament Scripture is that Jesus had brothers and sisters. Hence, therefore, after Jesus' birth, Joseph and Mary come together sexually. But before that, before his birth, they had not been with one another. So from a biblical standpoint, and that's what the question asks, to explain it from the biblical accounts, there is no question about Jesus and his virgin birth through Mary.